RSN 927's Talking Horses with Joe McKinnon.
In international racing, we're looking forward to the running of the time-honoured Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe at Longchamp. Ron Flatter is there covering all the action. Here he is with a preview.
Joe, greetings from the new Paris-Longchamp, where they spent more than 210 million Aussie dollars to tear down the old grandstand, which would be roughly where I'm standing now, in a relatively open area. They built an airy new one here at Longchamp. Oh, yeah, by the way, make that Paris-Longchamp. That's the new name. But the race courses are as they were when we were here to see Golden Horn win 3 years ago in the last Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe before it moved for a couple of years to Chantilly. Golden Horn's rider and trainer that day are back with the favorite this year. Five-time ARC-winning rider Frankie Dettori and two-time ARC-training victor John Gosden will try to win again with last year's ARC winner at Chantilly, Enable.
Frankie's gone for home at the 300, and she finds two lengths. Ulysses, Cloth of Stars, out of the pack in the blue colours, trying to hunt down Enable, who enters the final furlong, and he's showing no signs of wilting. Enable from Cloth of Stars, and Ulysses, Serent, and top class Billy. Enable, the Queen of Europe, won the art from Cloth of Stars.
That was her emphatic win last year as a three-year-old at Chantilly. But a funny thing has happened to her since, and by funny I mean funny strange and not funny ha-ha. She developed fitness trouble that Gosden has never fully detailed. He's been very coy about it. So Enable's only race since was a hit out last month on the all-weather track at Kempton, England, against a boutique field of four. Well, she won it all right, but is that enough to warrant her being a $2.25 favorite here in Europe? In other words, is the Enable we saw last year that was in the debate with Winx to be the top horse in the world the same Enable that we will see at racetime here at the Arc? Well, for his part, Gosden tells Racing Post Television that there is nothing to suggest that Enable is not ready to go this time around.
She's fine. She's been good since the race at Kempton, and we're happy with her. And she's just been cantering away. Would have cantered there except for the wet and the cold, and it's not a good idea to get a filly wet and cold and give her a chill. We've got a very sunny week next week. And we just build her up now for the Arc. We're happy with her progress, and she's well in herself. She goes there a fresh filly. I hope they get a little bit of rain. They seem to be missing a bit of this. I thought the ground there last Sunday was very fast, with the sand kicking up, which wouldn't be entirely her scene.
Oh, rain is in the forecast for race day. We'll talk about that later, but it will only make the course even more of what it already is. Good to soft, leaning more toward good. And not enough rain for Cracksman, by the way. Remember Cracksman? The four-year-old that had won five in a row, including a pair of Group 1s, was taken out of ARC consideration this week by Gosden, who wanted to see a proper softening rain before putting the Prince of Wales runner-up into the ARC. It's the second year in a row that this most highly regarded colt teased punters with a French dream. He will be aimed instead for a second consecutive victory in a fortnight's time at Ascot in the British Champion Stakes. Okay, so 17 of the last 22 winners of the ARC renewals, at least here at Longchamp, have jumped from one of the seven inside-most barriers, 1 through 7. Enable drew 6. Her most fancy challengers were drawn into the 7 outside barriers. Advantage Enable. But that is about all that is wrong with the form guide for the $5 second choice. Fitting the profile of the perfect ARC horse over the past decade, one that won her last hit out beforehand. Yep, her. Because fillies win more often than not in this race. Three-year-olds more often than not. Sea of Class ticks both of those boxes. Her sire, See the Stars, won the ARC impressively in his final race 9 years ago. She is 3, and that is why the Suey family, that was responsible for ARC wins with Urban Sea 25 years ago and See the Stars, paid more than $200,000 to supplement Sea of Class into this race worth $8 million. Big gamble? Consider this. The only two other times they've been in the ARC, they won the ARC. Her trainer, William Haggis, spoke to At the Races about the Double Oaks winner that has won her last 4.
She's got obviously bigger fish to fry now, but she has a change of speed, and that is as crucial as anything in a horse race. My friend and rival up the Bury Road in Newmarket, he'd like lots and lots of rain. I'd like none at all.
James Doyle will ride Sea of Class in search of his first ARC victory. And even though she drew 15, count on this. She will trail the field before trying to close on it in the run home. You would figure that her connections will be looking for a handy pace up front. The most backed male in the race and the most fancied French horse is the 4-year-old Waldgeist, one of three runners in the ARC, for 7-time winning trainer André Fabre. That's a record, but Fabre hasn't seen the winner's enclosure since 2006. Waldgeist has won his last four, including last month's Prix Foix, in which his stablemates Talismanic and Cloth of Stars finished second and third. You might say this is Fabre's best chance in the last 12 years to pick up an ARC victory. Oh, by the way, those other horses, they sound familiar? Yeah, it's the same Talismanic that won last year's Breeders' Cup Turf at Del Mar near San Diego. The same Cloth of Stars that finished second in last year's ARC at Chantilly behind Enable. The Foix was an underrated prep that stood the test of time last year. So will it be the same this year? Waldgeist is on $8.50 in European markets. Talismanic, 34, and Cloth of Stars, 34. As for Waldgeist, he drew 13 and will have Pierre-Charles Boudot riding. Finally, and yes, I do mean finally when it comes to the most fancied runners, because there aren't that many, there is Coolmore's Kew Gardens, the 3-year-old English St. Ledger winner that also won the Grand Prix de Paris here at Longchamp. Another in a long line of the Irish stable's Galileo colts. He also drew poorly at 14. But he has the uber-talented Ryan Moore riding for Aidan O'Brien. Together, they took out the ARC 2 years ago at Chantilly with Found, leading a 1-2-3 Ballydoyle sweep. But that has been the exception rather than the rule for O'Brien. Excluding pace-setting rabbits, O'Brien has had 25 horses in 15 runnings of the ARC here at Longchamp. Only one of them, Dylan Thomas in 2007, was a winner. But as O'Brien told William Hill before the St. Ledger, Kew Gardens is a special colt.
He's done everything we've asked him to do so far. I think his only kind of disappointing run was in the Derby. But we've been very happy with him other than that. We're very happy with him in France at the time before last, and very happy with his run in York. So he's a horse that will love a nice bit of ground. He seems to get the trip well. He won in Ascot over the trip, and nice ground you'd like. Obviously, he's a classy horse. Obviously, you wouldn't like extremes. You wouldn't like soft or heavy ground, but hopefully it won't be like that.
As for Moore, he also has just one ARC win here. That was for Sir Michael Stout 8 years ago, riding Workforce. Of course, for so many racegoers coming here to the forest that is actually a part of the 16th arrondissement of Paris, the Bois de Boulogne, it's the first chance for thousands who come to the races only once a year to see the fancy new stand. And one thing that jumps out at you, in addition to the bold cantilevering, which seems to have the stand floating in midair as you approach it from the city, is the word gold. It is gilded, it is gold, it is said to be matching a sunlit panorama of nature. Be that as it may, it is impressive. It's actually smaller than the old grandstand. A lot of it is because the high rollers who will come in here will enjoy their Brie and Sancerre in a much better setting than at the old place. This new stand certainly caters to them. But there's a lot of open ground here, a lot of picnic areas, a lot of chances on a nice day to enjoy this place. It'll be interesting to see how folks react when it's raining. Then there, of course, is the course itself, and there wasn't much money, if any, put into that, at least in terms of refurbishing. It is identical to what it was, and maybe not so good. Back in the northern spring, when this place was reopened after 2 years where the course sat dormant, reviewers such as Gosden and the jockey Christophe Soumillon pointed out the divots, the inconsistency, and the fact that this really was not a top-shelf course. However, William Buick, who rode in the races on the first day of the weekend here at the ARC meeting, said that's a lot better than it was a few months ago.
I think he's been riding the best it's been all year, so I wouldn't have any concerns at that in time, isn't it? You know, it's, I suppose it's like nature, you know, so. But I think overall, you would have to say they've done a good job with it.
Well, while we cornered William, we couldn't help but ask him about Tiberian, the seventh place runner in last year's Melbourne Cup, who will be over 100-1 in some of the futures markets for this year's ARC.
Look, he's a long shot, but he's a nice, honest horse who I'm looking forward to riding.
The weather forecast here at Longchamp calls for rain and a top of 16, with the race set to jump from 1:05 Monday morning, Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Enable, just once raced in 2018, the firm favorite for the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe. Joe, From Paris, it's back to you.
Thanks, Ron. And that race will be run at around 1 a.m. tomorrow morning, Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time.